Let's go, ghouls. Do you like that?
Yes, I very much did.
Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us. Ooh, this photo, I'm going to download it and send it to you. But I think, yes, I was correct.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, well, I tell you what, it probably would have made for a better episode, but I 100% would have bitten into the hot dog thinking it was the fruit punch one we had just.
Well, who could blame us? If they list the flavors in a certain order and have this weird picture in a certain order.
Oh, yeah.
This okay, is- Elizabeth. Elizabeth, what are we doing today?
We're doing our second annual Candy Corn Night. Unless we... Did we do it the first season?
I don't think so.
This is our second annual Candy Corn Night. And we are torturing ourselves.
There's nothing about this I've been looking forward to. I just talking to you, but...
Mm-mm. Yeah. I think I'm on the same page. Though I do think that I might like the more unconventional one that we have.
Yes. So we do. Well, I mean, I think they're all pretty unconventional. So are you talking hot dog?
Yeah, I'm talking game day snacks.
We have two new flavors of prototypical candy corn.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to say it.
The funfetti, because that was our quest for season 3, was to try funfetti at all holidays.
We're doing well.
And the Brax tailgate variety, which includes flavors, classic candy corn flavors, such as fruit punch, vanilla ice cream, popcorn, hot dog, and hamburger.
Yay.
And then also for kicks, we threw in the Target brand favorite day, vanilla candy corn shaped gummies.
Yeah, that's the one I was referring to. I think I'll like that.
I agree. And I will say I did come prepared tonight with a beverage to help.
I have water and a pumpkin chocolate chip cookie that I made.
I have a Diet Dr. Pepper. That's really out of character.
I also have on top of, it's my filled up cup from Panera yesterday that I had green tea in, and now it's water. And I have my, I bought it from Etsy like 3 years ago. And it's Mickey ears, and the one side says boo, and the other side has a ghost with Mickey ears on. So, ooh.
Ooh.
Happy Halloween.
Where do you want to start?
Yeah, that silence spoke a lot. Let's sandwich it. No, let's just do the gummy, because it's a little different. Is that okay?
Okay, that's what I have that out.
Awesome. So these, like she said, vanilla candy corn shaped gummies, a limited offering. They are yay. All of our whipped creams have that little word in a circle. And these are yay. And oh, I just got in a text from Milk Bar. Their apple cider donut cake is shipping nationwide.
Oh.
Fruity, chewy, sweet, and sour. Oh no. They're vanilla. Why are they sour? Okay.
Is this just, that's just a description of favorite day candies.
Oh, good.
These are cute.
They are really cute. They look great on any sort of party table.
Okay, this is, I think, going to be the best one we tried today, but...
Excellent. Peek at the start. Here we go. I like the texture.
I was going to say, favorite day has not let us down yet in the gummy department. They know how to make a good gummy.
It's like a nice amount of gelatin. It's very bouncy and springy, but doesn't get stuck. A cookie after that.
It wasn't bad. The flavor, I think, was just sugar.
Yeah, less vanilla than I had hoped. And I won't lie to the audience. I believe honesty is really important. I actually did think there was like one little tiny note of sour. Was it all in my mouth?
It was a little tangy.
Okay, good, 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 good. So that does drop it a smidge. But I feel like if I take those to work, I'll have like one a day. And by the end of Thanksgiving, they'll be gone.
Yeah.
Seven.
Ooh.
You're right. Six.
I was thinking six. It's not bad. It was a pleasant experience.
Yeah, and we'll remember that fondly. Maybe I'll change my score in a little bit.
I say let's do funfetti. Let's save the best for last.
So the funfetti, just like the candy canes, except not, because all of the fun sprinkles were on the wrapper. They have like nice little colors. They're pretty.
I have loved the look of every funfetti item we've tried. These are really pretty. A really nice pastel moment.
Yeah. Well, as long as it's not beef flavored, I think I'll be in good health.
Okay. Cheers.
Whoa.
Now there's your vanilla.
I was just going to say, that was way more vanilla-y. I did get two out. I did not need to eat a second one. I put that away. I don't know.
As far as candy corn goes, it was pretty good.
Like very classic, true to its original form. Shape, obviously, and a bite that,
I also would say, as far as funfetti treats go, all the ones that we've had, this is the one that tastes the most like cake.
Yeah, it does. I don't understand how they got closer than normal, you know?
Because the jelly bean and the candy canes both were really bland.
Yeah. I wish that I still have those things. I'd love to compare ingredients. Sesame oil. I love sesame oil.
I'm going crazy, and I'm giving this a seven.
It was better than the gummies, wasn't it?
It was really nice. For candy corn.
Yeah, certainly. This is on a scale of 1 to 10, candy corn. Should we stay vanilla?
Yeah, yes. So we're going to move on to the tailgate collection. The first item being
it's so
vanilla dry ice cream. It is less appealing in color. Have you already tried yours?
No, I took a bite of cookie, and now I have leftover COVID cough, if you don't mind. Okay, we were procrastinating. Eat it.
Okay.
Vanilla.
Oh, no.
Popcorn.
Oh, is that why?
That's I think so. I think so. What the heck?
Because my thought was, if, you know, according to the picture I sent you, that was vanilla.
Okay, well, it was so salty.
It was not good. One of the articles I read when trying to figure out what color was what flavor, because, yeah, the bag doesn't provide that information and actually provides a very confusing illustration with colors that don't match the actual product. One of the articles just said the vanilla ice cream one was fine if you felt a hankering to eat a vanilla candle.
Oh, my God.
And I will say that is the experience I just had.
I think you're right. And I'm so worried. I thought that would be a reprieve.
That was supposed to be the good one.
Okay.
Should we just go ahead and do popcorn?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Or
I have to say that that bottom color is like very popcorn kernel-y.
It is indeed.
They nailed that.
Okay.
Yep.
Here we go. Wait. Oh, I dropped it because I don't want to eat it. Okay. Okay. I'm ready.
Oh, I threw mine across the room. Oh, no.
All right. Here we go. I think that the picture was wrong.
That one was absolutely better. If that one was fine.
Ooh. That one was fine.
What a roller coaster.
Then the first one had to have been popcorn.
I think so. Oh my gosh. But also, I don't have any thoughts anymore. I'm broken right now.
Ugh. Okay, I'm not picking. What's next?
I just feel like fruit punch.
Okay.
Wait.
What?
Are you taking the fruit punch that's in this picture?
That's what I have, yeah.
Okay, I'm doing that. I almost had an incident. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, definitely fruit punch.
It was fruit punch. Ugh. I hate fruit punch.
Crazy take from Elizabeth. I liked it. That was a little medicine-y, though.
Very.
But I liked. I think my taste buds are broken. Except I didn't lose my taste. So.
Well, that's good.
Don't connect that to my cough. Okay. My hot dog one is broken. So let's just eat that.
Okay.
It's a great reason. Down in one. Here we go.
Okay. Oh! I didn't think it could be done, but that was worse than the taco jelly beans.
Yeah. Those, yeah, I blocked them out from my brain. That was a bummer.
Oh, no. I need a funfetti.
I like that. Way to go, Fendi. You found your medium. What a disgrace.
Guys, we worked hard to acquire these. Yeah. I went to two different Walgreens.
And everyone was happy everywhere she went.
I wonder if they ever said anything to that lady about leaving early.
I bet it was not a happy time when she went back. Okay, I will have to give these a 2. And that is because there's 5 and I liked the fruit punch.
is a one. It was so bad. And I don't like fruit punch, so.
It didn't help.
And I don't like that I was tricked and thought that the vanilla was vanilla or popcorn and vice versa. But that popcorn was an unpleasant start.
It was in this skit from I Think You Should Leave where the guy is like this creepy jazz guy and he wants some gazpacho. And they get it for him. And he's like, oh, that burned my lips. And they're like, it's a cold soup. And he's like, but it's room temp. You know how hot it is when you think it's going to be cold? That's exactly what happened. When I thought I was going to have vanilla. And then it was butter candy salt. Candle.
Oh. Now, I will say, it was not worse than the oyster chip.
No, certainly not. Well, I didn't puke. I kept it.
I didn't cry. I have cried before.
Oh, dear. I would not recommend you go pick them up unless you also want to prank people like we got pranked by the internet.
Oh, okay. But we're going to keep doing this. So, I mean, just we're going to complain about it, but we're also going to keep buying this nonsense.
I know. I feel like this year for candy canes, we've got to find like the mac and cheese. We've got to find like the pickle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is the year.
Ooh. Do you have any other thoughts on candy corn?
Just that I don't need it in my life.
Yeah. And it's not different flavors per layers, Jeremiah. I'm having another Funfetti. I'm a little crazy.
Yeah. The Funfetti did help mask the hot dog flavor that lingered after the hamburger flavor.
That's what that cranberry song is about.
All right. On a much more pleasant note, do you have any thumbs up?
I would say not really, but it's my own fault because I didn't know that Dairy Girls came out until Sarah told me. And I had spent some time watching FX's The Patient. And I've also been rewatching all the Scream movies. Put them all together back to back. Really eats up some time. Oh, wait.
I've never seen a one.
I don't know why I love them, but I really do. Sorry, I started to yell. I've never watched Dancing with the Stars, but my grandma picked it this past weekend when we were together. And it's on Disney Plus right now. And I don't know. It was cute. I've just never watched it. And it was fun. So I would give that a sorry, it's season 31 and I'm just turning in.
But it's kind of your style with reality shows.
Oh, that's a good point.
I've not watched in many, many years, but I did used to love it.
It was like the same thing as Masked Singer is to me, where I am not interested for the most part in watching it, but I will be checking the Wikipedia page each week to see who went home.
I have enjoyed various celebrities that I follow on Instagram, like their journey through it, yeah, and after, and how, like we talked about Leah Remini and how she just, you know, found a love of dance.
Yeah.
Or James Vanderbeek also. Yeah.
That's just kismet to me. Do you have any real ones since I was just kind of rambling nonsense?
I do, because I've had time to watch things lately, and my main thumbs up this week is just Nick Kroll, period. I just love everything he's doing right now. His suit was very nice at the Don't Worry Darling premiere. His hair has been very nice. And I really, really loved his new special, Little Big Boy.
You know what? I put it on my list, and then you were saying so much about it that you were going to talk about Nick Kroll, not necessarily about the special. And for some reason, I was just like, just wait. See Sarah's side and then check it out so you can appreciate the right things.
Well, I will say, I mean, he's still Nick Kroll, so there's a lot of bathroom humor. But
literal bathroom humor, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. Like pooping your pants comes up a few times. But, I mean, he's not overly crass about it. And there's a really poignant moment at the end where he talks about being a new father and how it has changed his life, and he tears up. And I don't know, maybe that's what I'm into, is just these middle-aged comedian men that we love becoming dads. Because I could listen to John Mulaney talk about Malcolm forever.
It's very sweet.
And, I'm happy for Nick. I'm happy he's having a moment.
And I'm happy for you to be there watching.
I also would like to give a mini thumbs up to Charlie Puth's new album, Charlie.
That's what it's
called? It's fun. Yeah.
I have Charlie Be Quiet's on my jazz playlist this month, but that I think is maybe the only one I've heard.
Yeah. I was going to start singing, but I only know like the little bits he played on TikTok when he was teasing it.
Okay, sing it. Be quiet,
Charlie Be Quiet.
Beautiful.
Thank you. It's not my typical type of music that I listen to, but it's poppy fun in the car.
I'm excited. That was a nonsense sentence that led nowhere.
Oh. Well, I will give him a thumbs down for not coming here on his tour, because I would have bought a ticket.
He's not going to Nashville?
No, I don't understand.
That's silly. What a silly boy. Okay. What a tumultuous situation we had going on here.
I still need to finish Dairy Girls, but it's a show I can't watch while I'm doing other things.
Those accents are thick.
But I've enjoyed what I've watched so far.
I will hopefully get to it this weekend. I've kind of set I'd like to hit my new goal for reading this week, so I'm gonna try and get through another one while I'm at work, and then I'm gonna Dairy Girls it up.
I read 4 books at the beach.
Whoa.
Well, I finished the fourth one like afterwards. And I don't know why I can read when I'm on vacation, but then I get home and I'm like, there is just no time.
What did you read?
I read all 4 of Taylor Jenkins Reid's. I think she calls them, I forget. It's like books about fictional, amazing women. So like Daisy Jones and the Six.
Daisy Jones is what I have to finish this week.
Oh, are you liking it? I actually listened to it maybe 3 years ago. And I loved it.
Yeah, I have been enjoying it. I do, since I'm reading at my desk, like calls, emails come in. And that's like what's delaying me. And then I have Evelyn on audiobook to hopefully get me to my yearly goal by the end of the week.
I cried at the end of Evelyn. So.
Okay. And then what else is in it? Carrie Soto?
Carrie Soto was the most recent one. And then Malibu Rising, which actually was my favorite.
I didn't know that that was like in that same thing. I knew that she had written it recently. Last year, right? This year. She's writing very quickly.
She writes very quickly. She said Carrie Soto is the last one in the series.
Okay.
What I like about them is that they're not connected. Like, none of them are a sequel of another one, but they all exist within the same world. So there's this one musician who is in every book.
Oh, okay.
As just a fun side character.
I believe three of them, I mean, maybe Carrie is being made, but I believe three of them are in production or wrapped at three different production things. Amazon, Hulu, and Netflix.
I've been waiting for Daisy Jones, again, since I listened to it like 3 years ago. So I do think we are close to it being released.
It looked like a good cast. Cute kids.
Yes, very.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm so glad that you got some time to read. And that I'm reading the same book.
Yeah. Now I am trying to get through. My mom read the Palace Papers while she was at the beach. And so I'm starting that. And I only got like a few pages in. But now I understand who the character in Harry Potter, Rita Skeeter, was based on.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like this book is written. I'm like, is this someone who transforms herself into a beetle to listen to people?
Inside the house. I've never heard of that. I just looked it up though.
Okay. Well, this was something.
Yeah. What an evening. It was spooky. Great Halloween pick.
I am scared of them for sure. And on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.
Bye.